Shiloh 2019. I'm breaking limit. Stand to your feet right now. Lift up your voice. Lift up your hands. And begin to magnify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Celebrate the eternal rock of ages. Give him the glory, give him the honor, give him the adoration. There is no one like him. He has brought us again another new day, another new moon, the day that the Lord has made, the day of joy and rejoicing. Lift up your voice unto the Lord and commence giving him thanks. Appreciate him for all the encounter since Shiloh 2019 began. Appreciate him this morning. And give him the glory, magnify him. He's worthy of our praise. There is no one like this good God. Lift up your voice unto the Lord and thank him intensely this morning. He has been doing good. He's going to do the more this morning. Celebrate him. Give him praise. Honor his majesty. Father, we give you all the glory. We bless your name. We magnify you. We lift your name on high. You are worthy to be praised. Celebrate him this morning. Even as you have come to pray again, heaven shall be open to receive quick answer to your prayer. Speak to the Father this morning. Thank him for all the encounter since the first day till this day. Magnify him. Exalt his name. Celebrate him. He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our adoration. Give him the praise that is due to his name. There is no one like him. There is no one like him. Ask God this morning to engrace you to pray fervently in this Shiloh hour of prayer. Lord, engrace me. Engrace me. Help me to pray a prayer that must be answered. Help me to pray a prayer that must receive quick answer. This is my heart desire. I shall not pray into sorrow this morning. I am praying to my heavenly Father. My answer must come today. My answer must come today. Lord, engrace me. Engrace me. Engrace me. There shall be quick result for my prayer today. In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Commence appreciating God right now. Wave those hands to him for all he said to do today in this Shiloh hour of prayer. Father, we give you all the glory. We bless your name for the grace, for prayer and supplication that is coming our way. We celebrate you, Jesus. There is no one like him. Wave those hands to Jesus and appreciate him the more. He's the doer. He has been doing it before. He's going to do it again today. Call unto me, and I will answer, and I will show you great and mighty things that you know it not. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. Put those hands together for Jesus as we receive the Shiloh Mass Choir. Hallelujah.
Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. I know you come from heaven above. The whole
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And redeem, praise the Lord. Let the redeemed.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
And redeem.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
And redeem. Redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And redeemed, praise the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
And redeemed.
Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your two hands this morning and give God thanks for waking you up today. Give him praise.
Thank him for all the encounters you have had since you came. The access to light in different areas. Would you give him thanks and praise? In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Thank you, Jesus. Now, this is the last Shiloh prayer hour for Shiloh 2019. And there is something about the last of every divine agenda is ordained for whosoever is thirsty, let him come. Whatever therefore you desire from Shiloh 2019 that's ordained to be delivered from the altar of prayer must answer this morning. At the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come. So it's everybody's day. Today, heavens will hear the voice of your cry and respond with speed in your direction. Give the Lord a big hand and get seated, please. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Please remember a prophetic word came at the covenant, at the Shiloh prayer hour yesterday, that God has come to wipe away all tears. You will not go back from Shiloh with any form of tears remaining in your life. He said he would take away your reproach from all the face of the earth. That means you are not returning from Shiloh with any trace of shame in your life. He said your years of leanness is over. So welcome to your era of fatness. He said he will swallow up death in victory. Now, that means everyone appointed to death, that appointment is canceled. And what do you do with prophecy? You war with prophecies. 1 Timothy 1:18, it said, this charge I commit to you, my son Timothy, according to the prophecy which went before thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. This is also the last Shiloh prayer hour, so your Shiloh expectation card, the items listed on it, this is one time to say, now is my turn to command the release. Whatever you decree to be released shall be released in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. So we may need to take responsibility this morning in demanding for divine intervention in areas of our concern and demanding for the way forward in our endeavors by asking Jesus, which way, Lord? What must I do to assess the next phase of my life? Whatever you demand from the altar of prayer, it shall be answered with speed. Now, how do I know when my prayer is answered? This is very important. So you won't just be praying and praying and praying and can't tell when heaven is responding. How do I know when my prayer is answered? When your faith says so. Your faith. When your faith says so is when your prayer is answered. Whatever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Until your faith says so, the struggle continues. So press your way to the point of faith. I'm not praying for prayer's sake, I'm praying for answer's sake. I'm not praying for prayer's sake, I am praying for answer's sake. I'm not praying for prayer's sake, I am praying for answer's sake. Every prayer you press to the point of faith is answered. Can I hear your amen? When do I know when my prayer is answered? When the peace of God that passes all understanding settles in you on that subject, it is answered. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayers and supplication with thanksgiving, you make your request known to God. And the peace of God passes all understanding, will keep your heart. We keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. Your heart and your mind is settled with peace. The answer has come. Amen. Amen. So this morning you take advantage of these 2 points and press your way to that point where you just enter into your rest and your peace on such subjects. Glory to God. Amen. He never lies. All things that means for life and godliness is already apportioned to you. All things. And the first step is to know that they are. The second step is to make demand for them. Whatever makes for life that is missing around you must be delivered today. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Because you and I serve a prayer answering God. David said, I know that the Lord has heard me and he has hearkened to the voice of my prayer. If I cover iniquity, he won't hear me. Praise God. But now God has heard me. Amen. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. You must get to pray to a point where you know that God has heard you. Praise God. Are you ready for it? Let's stand to our feet. Now, let me tell you what to do to maximize this moment. We just have 2 minutes more and then you get into prayer. If there's anybody between you and God, humbly clear it through genuine repentance. If I hide iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But if I confess and forsake them, I will have mercy. Mercy. Proverbs 28 and verse 13. He that covers his sin shall not prosper, but he that confesses and forsakes them shall have mercy. Lift up your two hands, everyone. Jesus, there must be no barrier between me and you. Therefore, forgive me this morning of anything that offends in my life. Come on now, pray. For the hand of God is not sure that it cannot save, his ears are not heavy that cannot hear. But our iniquity has constituted a barrier between us and God. You must maximize this Shiloh prayer hour. The next 30 minutes, you must maximize it. You first clear those barriers. Clear those barriers. Whatever is turning God off in your life, clear it off. Clear it off. Clear it off. Clear it off. If we say we have no sin when we have sinned, then we deceive ourselves and there's no truth in us. But if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Saints of God, give God thanks for the place he has brought you to in your spiritual life. Give him thanks for the things he has delivered you from in your spiritual life. Give him things that is working in you, that's making you please him at all times. For those of us who have entered that realm, please give him thanks so he can continue to multiply in your life. Every good thing is an act of God's favor. It's all by grace. It's all by grace. We are standing today by grace. We are rising up spiritually by grace. Give him thanks for it. Now, step into your supplications and intercessions and your questions before the Lord. You can take any position at this time. You may kneel down. You may stand up. You may sit down. Whatever it is, now. Step into engagement with the prayer altar right now, taking advantage of the last Shiloh prayer hour. Take advantage of it now. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Everybody, take your portion. Take it by force. You can't have a lion's share without a lion's heart. Take it by force. This is not the time to look around. It's the time to lift up your eyes to the hills from where your help is coming. Help is coming. Help is coming. Help is coming out for you. Help is coming down for you. Help is coming down for you. Everybody. Wherever you desire divine intervention, pray. You want divine direction? Ask God specific questions. The spirit of prayer and supplication is all over here. It's flowing all around the world at this time. Hannah prayed at Shiloh. It returned with his eyes. With his Samuel. You are returning with your Samuel from this prayer platform. You are returning from your with your testimonies from this prayer altar. Engage this prayer altar intensely. Pray your way into the realms of no limit. Pray your way into your next levels. Everybody pray. Take full advantage of this moment. The prayer answering God is in the house. The question asking God is in the house. Everybody pray. Lekoti anesago pereko taneto. Everybody pray. The prayer answering God is standing by you there. But he that asks can receive it. He that seeks will find. And the door will only be open to he that knocks. Come on now. Pour out your soul to God. Pour out your soul to God. Don't mind the finding of your grammar. Pay attention to the cry of your heart. Let your prayer be loaded with faith. Fire up your desires with faith unto God that answers prayer. We serve a prayer answering God, and we serve a question answering God. Take advantage of this season. Your tears are over. Every shame and reproach is rolled away from your life. Everybody pray. It's your hour of opportunity. Everybody pray.
When I cry, then shall my enemies turn back. This I know because God is for me. No more oppression. No more humiliation. No more setback. Pray your way out of that prison. You don't belong there. You don't belong there. Pray your way out of that stagnation experience. You don't belong there. Pray your way out of that failure. That's not your portion. Everybody pray. Everybody pray. Everybody pray. Whatever is of concern to you, cry out to God this morning. You desire business breakthrough, career breakthrough. You desire certain things concerning your sons, your daughters, your children. This is your hour of change. This is your hour of change. Everybody pray. Nerush Kanatos, Ebradake Kanotiano, Zezizorobe Kenya, Aklekeria Lepandata, Ene Zuzaro, Apla Rokeno, Tekeno, Emblero Takalo, Eklara de Sagola Prade. Everybody pray. Everybody pray. The door is opening. That door is opening. That door is opening. That closed door is reopening. That closed door is reopening. Your crawling is over. It's your turn to fly. It's your turn to fly. Who are these that fly as a cloud? It's your turn to fly. It's your turn to fly. It's your turn to fly. You have a destiny of no limit with God. Wherever you are today is a stepping stone to your next phase. You are not there yet. You are not there yet. But you are getting there. You are getting there. Cry out for a change of level. Cry out for a change of story. Everybody engage your faith. Engage your faith in your prayers. 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 Something is turning out for your good. Something is just turning now. As you are praying, it is turning. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Suddenly, the chains are falling off. 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 Jabez cried unto God, and God terminated the siege over his life. Cry out. Cry out. Cry out. Cry out. Cry out. Cry out to God with all intent and purpose. Cry out to God with unquenchable passion. Cry out to God and experience a new dawn. Thank you, Jesus. We have just 20 minutes more to go. Just 20 minutes more to go. Taking full advantage of the last Shiloh prayer hour. Take full advantage of this last Shiloh prayer hour. Take advantage of this last Shiloh prayer hour. Everybody's praying and heaven is answering. Everybody's praying and heaven is answering. Everybody's praying and heaven is answering. No distraction, no distraction, no distraction, no distraction. God is just about changing your story. Don't let him go. He said, I won't let you go until you bless me. My name must change today. I must return with a new name. I must return with a new name. I must return with a new name. He said, what is thy name? He said, Jacob. Your name shall no more be Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince, you have power with God and with man, and you have prevailed. You must return with a new name this morning. Everybody pray. I must return with a new name this morning. No longer that barren woman. No longer that jobless man. No mother. No longer that failed man. No longer that frustrated man. I must return with a new name this morning. I must return with a new name this morning. In this breaking of the day, a new name must answer for me. A new name must answer for me. A new name must answer for me. Somebody's praying. Somebody's praying. Somebody's praying. God is changing your story. He's changing your level. Somebody's praying. God is changing your story. He's changing your level. Somebody's praying. God is directing your path. God is directing your path. No more wasted labor. No more wasted energy. Come on, pray. 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 What a morning. What a day. God, you said you will wipe away my tears. My tears must disappear. My tears must be wiped away. My tears must be wiped away. Hallelujah. Leru shagalabalu. Ebretiane suzei. Aketekeneria. You said you are taking away my reproach. I'm not living here with any form of reproach hanging over my life. Aretu zelupreke. Pray, everybody, pray. Pray. Don't watch. Don't look around. Pray. Pray. It's your day. It's your day. It's the dawning of a new day in your life. Pray. It's the dawning of a new day in your life. Pray. It's the dawning of a new day in your life. Pray. It's the dawning of a new day in your life. Pray. It's the dawning of a new day in your life. Pray. It's the dawning of a new day in your life. Pray. God is just giving someone a new name there. Somebody's receiving a new name there. With the mouth of the Lord as name. Somebody's receiving a new name there. Somebody's receiving a new name there. You are receiving your new name now. You are receiving your new name now. Your new name now. Your new name now. Your new identity is imagined as you pray. Your new identity is imagined as you are praying right now. Jesus prayed, and the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his garments were white and glistening. What a change! It's a mountain of transformation for you. It's a mountain of transformation for you. Pray according to the word of God. Pray according to the will of God. Pray according to the revelation of your inheritance that you have. Everybody pray. Everybody pray. Everybody pray. An end has come to every siege over your life. An end has come to every siege over your ministry, over your career, over your business, over your family. An end has come to every siege of the wicked over your life. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. You have 10 minutes more to go, pray. You have 10 minutes more to go, pray. Don't leave your life to chance, or you don't have a chance. Pray. Pray. What must happen here now, pray. What must happen here now, pray. Pray. Don't look around. Don't wander away in your mind. Pray. Pray. Stay focused. You need to close your eyes and focus your eyes on God. You have only 10 more minutes to go. Shegori alepa, papapa, papapa, dekotike, keroda, kerua, embrabayaka, tekano zase. Pray. Pray. Your change is here. You have 5 minutes more to go. Everybody pray and listen for answers. Pray and listen for answers to your questions. Pray. Four minutes more to go. Everybody pray. Shall we begin to stand in the presence of the Lord? Please stand in the presence of God and begin to celebrate Him from the depth of your heart. Whatever you prayed the first Shiloh prayer hour, whatever you prayed for the second Shiloh prayer hour, and what you have prayed for today, celebrate Jesus for it. Thank you for the voice of direction. Thank you for access to the voice of correction. Thank you, Jesus, for divine intervention, raw divine intervention. Le prodise che nota pray. Would you lift up your two hands, everybody? God is worthy of appreciation, is worthy of thanksgiving. Just lift up your two hands, wave it to Him, wave it to Him, wave it to Him. As you are waving, that's you flying. You are flying, you are no longer walking, you are no longer crawling, you are no longer running, you are flying. Everything is opening in your favor. Come and give Him thanks and praise. Thank Him specifically. Thank Him specifically. Thank Him specifically. Thank Him specifically. The deal is done. The deal is done. His name is glorified. Celebrate Him. Be anxious for nothing. The battle is over. In everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, you make your request known unto God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your heart and mind in Christ to show that the matter is settled. The matter you presented is settled. Come on, begin to say, the matter is settled. The matter is settled. My God has stepped in. My story has changed. I now have a new name. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Come on now, do that in the spirit, everybody. Do that in the spirit. You are returning with your new name. You are not just a participant. You have now become a partaker of God's abundance of grace available to us on this mountain. Come on now, celebrate Him. Celebrate Him. Celebrate Him. Celebrate Him. Celebrate Him. Celebrate Him. Your long-awaited children have arrived. Your long-awaited marriage has now been confirmed. Your long-awaited breakthrough in your business and career is settled. Your long-awaited peace and harmony in your home is settled. The concern over your children, any of them, is finally settled. The concern over your health, finally settled. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. All that believe that their case is settled, let me hear your thunderous amen. You believe God has changed your story as He did the case of Jabez. Let me hear your loudest amen. Give the Lord the biggest clap offering. And please be seated for a moment. Amen. I prayed a prayer and God said, I've had you. What did I pray? I said, Father, make Shiloh 2019 the birthplace of generational giants. He said, I have heard you. It's not the you that came in here that is going back from here. Across the nations of the earth, generational giants after the order of Abraham will begin to rise. If you believe you are one of them, let me hear your loudest amen. Prophetic statements are not for entertainment. Prophetic statements are not motivational statements. Prophetic statements simply open a door to your life. Amen. And you receive and believe them. They come to pass in your life like a dream of the night. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, the spiritual discipline required to make you one of such generational giants, receive that grace now. I said, Father, every grace at work in me, I freely release to all participants at Shiloh 2019 in compliance with your commandment. Freely ye have received, freely give. So every grace at work in me that is behind the happenings here in this commission is freely released into your life. But listen, every prophet is sent as a father to whomsoever they are sent, whether they are kings or peasants. You remember the king of Israel? My father, my father. Every true prophet is sent as a father to whomsoever they are sent. Amen. You remember Elisha? My father, my father. The chariots of Israel and the horsemen, they are all. So, to be a full partaker of any grace upon your God-sent prophet. He sends prophet to people. He hasn't changed. It's your raw right to assess if you maintain that position. Your raw right. A good man liveth an inheritance for his children's children. Your inheritance are ordained for your children. That's why to be fatherless is to be featherless. You can't fly. I was never asked to lead one prayer point in my life during Kenneth life. I'm just a spiritual kid waiting for the inheritance. Amen. Life. Therefore, for every true son and daughter of this prophet, everything that he carries becomes yours by right. Becomes freely yours. No father is benefiting anything from his son in this kingdom. It is fathers that lay off for the children for the fathers. They can give anything. It is out of what he gave them
in terms of inheritance by light that they are given. I was of no value to those heavy giants that God sent my way. They were permanently of value to me. That means there is nothing that I did at any time that is, no. It is an overflow of the grace tapped from them. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, nobody will ask where is your root again. When you take any step, they will say, no wonder. When you speak the word, they will say, no wonder. When the word generates effect, they will say, no wonder. When your smile is ever brighter by the day, they say, no wonder. We had a very humbling testimony in the old church. A landlord had a tenant that had a problem paying his rent, and he knew he had a problem. So he told him, he said, I see people coming out from that church. Everybody's smiling. Go there, or maybe God will solve your problem. Now, this landlord was a Muslim. So the man came in to where the people were smiling and came back. In 3 months, everything has torn. He was now celebrating birthday. He has cleared the house rent. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So when the other neighbor of his had a problem, he said, look, I sent your neighbor to that place. You to go there, maybe God will answer you. He came there and the story changed. The man said, I will go there myself. Now, it's another in our church today, amen. Praise God. Well, everybody will know the same oil flowing from the head is flowing down into your life. Stand to your feet. Everybody will be returning with his mantle of release. If I were you, begin to organize yourself against the morning hour tomorrow. Because that's the hour of release of the mantle into your realm of no limits. Your realm of no limits. Your realm of no limits. The house you are living in is not the last house you will live. Your children will bring bigger houses for you. And then your grandchildren will be bigger yet houses for you. Your generation shall be known as a blessed generation. No one in your lineage will beg to eat. No one in your lineage will wear rags. You will not wear rags in your old age. You will not smell in your old age. No one here shall ever bury their children. You will never bury your children. You will never bury your children. I pray that it will be clear to you the release of your prophetic mantle into your realm of no limits. Watch out for that. If you see me when I'm cut off, Elijah said, it shall be yours. Your struggles are over. We are still going to sing. Amen. I pray, Lord Jesus. So please allow them to get in there. Amen. You sing two songs. That I pray the Lord Jesus answered me, it is well with my soul. And then, prayer answering God, you are worthy of my praise. Prayer answering God, you deserve my praise. Come on now, let's do that. We just spend 5 more minutes extra and then we are going home. I want you to demonstrate that you are sure that God has heard you. And that you receive that prophetic word with faith. And you will testify. Hallelujah.
I pray, Lord Jesus answered me, it is well with.
Answered your prayer. He has answered your prayer. Give him the glory. Rejoice in him. Celebrate him. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Will you help announce to three people around you? You will soon hear my testimony. You will soon hear my testimony. So convince your neighbor, you better say it with a smile. You will soon hear my testimony. Glory to God forevermore. One more time, give God a big hand. Hallelujah. Praise God. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. It will soon be 7 a.m. when the hour of visitation will commence. And in addition to what God has done for you this morning, He will visit you again. I thought somebody said amen to that. Get ready for it. And God refresh you as you do so in Jesus' name. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely,
God's goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. I have dominion. And I take dominion. And Shiloh 2019, I'm breaking limits. Please congratulate your neighbors as you go.
With Shiloh, every encounter with Jesus, the Shiloh personified man culminates in testimonies. Get ready, your trials shall be converted to testimony. Your trials shall be converted to testimony.